Okay, the Tigers underway, and I think you told me good news here, Rieger.
Yeah, they're already up 1-0, bottom of the first.
That's always good news, though it's very hot. I mean, it's ugly hot. Air quality index is up, I think, but certainly the heat and humidity requires us to drink lots more water than we probably are. Hydrate, 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 but. It does look like we'll get through weather-wise the game, which sometimes is a challenge these days. All right, 122, Beth LeBlanc, reporter extraordinaire from the award-winning The Detroit News, had a front-page story that caught everyone's attention. It showed pictures of the former lawmakers, if you will, and it talked about how much money that they are receiving. They're doing nothing wrong. They're merely collecting their what was called at the time, you remember the expression, that they had Cadillac pensions. So, Beth, what's been the reaction to that big story on the front page you did yesterday?
Yeah, you know, thanks for having me first. And there's been a mixed reaction to it. So some folks have been a little bit outraged that some of these folks are getting six-figure pensions that have had support from taxpayer money. And then other people are saying, look, this was the contract that they signed while they were in office. They were promised these benefits, and now they're receiving them. But it was a very interesting thing to look at. So for folks who are catching up on when this pension system existed, it existed for lawmakers between 1957 and 1997. When they closed it under Governor John Engler at that time, because they saw kind of the writing on the wall that it wouldn't have been sustainable in terms of the unfunded liability that they would be accumulating. So they closed it at that point, but there are still 224 people, former lawmakers or their surviving spouses, who are still collecting from it. And, you know, it's still something kind of closely watched by auditors in the state, because they're always keeping a close eye on those unfunded liabilities.
You know, and that's always a little hard for me to follow. It is an unfunded liability, or it's funded at 40% or whatever. Forgive me, Beth, but I'll claim stupidity. What does that mean, and how does that affect us as current taxpayers?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Sometimes we're so steeped in it that we don't think about the fact that it took us a very long time to figure it out. But basically, yeah. So when you get a pension, in the case of these lawmakers, they contributed to the pension, and then they once they reached a certain age, they started drawing from it. And actuaries kind of look at that fund and they say, okay, you're going to get this rate of return on investing those people's contributions, so they can get paid this much going forward, and this is the sustainability of this program. The way they measure that is by how much your liabilities are funded. So they think, for example, this program is going to cost $206 million over its lifetime, but it's only 40% funded. So they only have $80 million to fund that with. So going forward, they're going to have to rely on investments, but those aren't going to bring in what they need. And so what it ultimately means is that the state, who was the employer who made these promises to continue paying these pensions, they're going to have to pitch in money. And that means it's state taxpayer money that's going to have to pitch in to keep this pension fund afloat.
You know, I remember way back when, this is a plan that, as you pointed out, went for some 40 years between 1957 and 1997. I thought, man, I should run for office, because if I win and I'm in office for just 4 years, I get that Cadillac pension plan. I get money for the rest of my life, and I think probably medical coverage as well. I thought, this is spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason they called it the Cadillac of pension plans. It was a very lucrative plan. They had to vest in it, but the minimum was 6 years that they had to have served. But, you know, for some of these folks, they were able to start collecting at age 50. Take, for example, John Engler, who served in the legislature before becoming governor. He served, I believe, 20 years in the legislature. He was able to start collecting at the age of 50 and has now been collecting for 27 years. And each year, and what is kind of complicating this calculation in terms of whether they're going to have enough money to make it through, is the fact that each year a 4% cost of living adjustment is added to those pensions. So each year it increases by 4%. What we found is our research of like Social Security, it did. Social Security on average does not increase by that amount.
No, 4%. It's by an average of 2.6% a year over the past 25 years, according to your article, your well-done article, Beth LeBlanc. But again, I thought it was 4 years, but you say 6 years to get into the program. But we can be frustrated and we can be upset, but nobody is said to be doing anything wrong. They are merely following what they were told. Now, it can be argued, they were in a position to create this system for themselves. But that's not necessarily true. It started in 1957, and very few of the people on this list were serving in 1957.
Correct. They were kind of grandfathered into the system. Now, they did have the option of declining it. But many of them said, no, I mean, this is a good deal. So they put, between 5% and 9% of their wages toward this pension. And now they're collecting from it. Now, the question is it's a contract. It can't be broken. But, like, how do you pay that? And at the end of the day, one of the ways they're going to have to pay it is through state taxpayer money.
Well, there's a reason that most companies don't have pensions anymore, and now we're seeing that even though the government kept it going, they're going to also have to pay the piper for these pension dollars. Beth LeBlanc, a reporter extraordinaire for the award-winning The Detroit News, thanks for filling us in on these Cadillac pensions. Front-page story yesterday. Job well done, Beth.
Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. 128 at WJR.